Welcome home, neighbors.
Hello, neighbors.
We're listening from
Arizona,
Florida,
Maryland,
New York,
New Jersey,
Indianapolis,
California,
Utah,
Michigan,
Iowa, Massachusetts,
Georgia,
Canada.
Our home resort is
Animal Kingdom,
Polynesian,
Great Lake Tahoe,
Old Key West,
Riviera,
Boardwalk,
Alani Resort,
Hilton Head,
Boulder Ridge,
Copper Creek,
Grand Floridian,
Saratoga Springs,
Beach Club,
and Wilderness Lodge.
And you're listening to
my.
Hello and welcome to the DVC Newscast. This is episode number 157, and it is early February right now, February 12th, actually, so I guess mid-February. And I am here with Sue. Hi, Sue.
Hey, how are you doing, Pete?
I'm really disappointed in one of our news stories.
Yeah, I know.
It's something that was rumored, but I was hoping the rumors weren't true. But before we get to that, we have to give a shout-out to our sponsor, which this week is the DVC Resale Market.
Yay!
And DVC Resale Market. Yes, Sue works for the DVC Resale Market. And if you are interested in purchasing a DVC contract or adding to your existing DVC points, they are the place to go. They have lots of contracts available. Again, we're going to be talking another story. We're going to be talking about direct point prices going up again. So really the way to get into DVC or to add on to your DVC is to look at that resale market. There's lots of opportunities there. Sue and the rest of the team over there will match you with a contract that fits you perfectly, the resort you want, the use year you want, the number of points you want, and they'll work with you on price and everything. And so check them out, DVC Resale Market. They have a whole bunch of contracts listed right on their site, so you can go over there and browse and then get in touch with them and see what there is to get. In addition, of course, if you want to sell your contract, who wants to do that? But still, some people have to sell. Or if you're going to sell your contract to change resorts or something like that, also a good reason to go check out DVC Resale Market. So with that, I am going to start with a story that I was hoping I'd never have to read, but Jelly Rolls is closing on the boardwalk. The dueling piano bar Jelly Rolls, located at the Boardwalk Resort, is going to be closing after almost 30 years. Jelly Rolls posted on their Instagram account, after nearly 30 years on Disney's Boardwalk, Jelly Rolls is making a move. Come celebrate with us into the spring season and keep your eyes on our social media for exciting new updates. It does appear that they are not permanently closing, but they are closing the location on the boardwalk. As of now, no official closing date has been announced and no information on the new location has been provided. Though in a separate post, it was indicated that the new location will be off Disney property. So if, like me, you were kind of hoping, oh, maybe they'll move to Disney Springs or something, that is not the case. They are going to be moving off property. I'm really hoping that they keep them reasonably close to Disney so that it's not too far a distance to travel, because I really enjoyed that location. So rumors have been circulating for the last 6 months about the closure, but this was the first official news we've heard. No word on what will be replacing Jelly Rolls, if anything, though the rumors we had seen had mentioned a jazz club in that location, which sounds like a terrible idea. I don't know what you think, Sue.
I like jazz. I remember the old jazz club at Pleasure Island, and that was great. So
I don't think there's anything wrong with the jazz club. I'm not saying that, but like in terms of the number of people that Jelly Rolls would bring in versus what a jazz club will do. I mean, people will go in, assuming the cover's not too high, but I don't see it really attracting the numbers that Jelly Rolls did there.
Well, Jelly Rolls was lively, you know, so it attracted a lot of people, all different, you know, different generations. And a jazz club is a lot different. I think it's more towards a mature generation.
Right. Yeah. Personally, as an owner who bought points at the boardwalk, at least partially because of Jelly Rolls, I'm very disappointed in Disney for letting this happen. Jelly Rolls is an independently run company, so it's quite possible that, you know, maybe it got to the point where the lease rates were so high that they decided they couldn't be there anymore. We don't know the story really, and we probably never will know whether it was Disney's decision or Jelly Roll's decision or what, but they survived the COVID there. They survived a lot of changes over the years. And so it's disappointing to see. One of the major reasons we bought a boardwalk was that ability to stay at Jelly Roll's till 1 a.m. and then just walk back. We'll be heading down we did decide officially because of this to go. We have two nights at the Poly New Tower in beginning of April. So we're definitely going to go now just so we can go to Jelly Rolls one last time. And unfortunately, won't be able to walk back to our room in that case. But what do you think, Sue? Is this, I mean, I don't know if you've ever even been there.
Oh, yeah. I've gone to Jelly Rolls many times. And as I say, I enjoy it because of the liveliness. Everyone there just has fun. It's a fun place. It's a happening place. And that's one of the things I liked about it. I mean, we went there once on Christmas Eve. We were staying at the boardwalk and we went there on Christmas Eve and it was just a really fun and memorable night. I'm disappointed too. I don't know the reason behind the move. As you say, it could be the rent, could be Jelly Roll's decision. It remains to be seen once they announce where they're going and how big the venue is. I mean, it could be size is something as well, but we'll all miss it. We really will.
Yeah, I really hope they're going to keep it in the Walt Disney World, Lake Buena Vista, Kissimmee, whatever area, that it's going to be close enough that Disney fans could still get to it if they wanted to, as opposed to like going into like the city of Orlando or something where it's going to be 40 minutes away. Or Universal. If it went to Universal, that wouldn't be tragic. To me, it just might get me going to Universal more. I never even thought of that. I don't picture that happening, but maybe it would. It seems like their city walk is pretty filled up, but
yeah.
And I don't think Epic Universe is going to have an area like that, like city walk.
No, I don't think so either.
Yeah. So yeah, that would surprise me, but that wouldn't be the worst thing in the world because that isn't really that far away
right. And
it might just end up going to Universal more if that happens.
Well, I'm glad you're coming down and you'll have a chance to see Jelly Rolls for the last time.
I think we'll be going on Sunday, April 6th. So if anybody listening to this, if you're going to be in Orlando and that weekend and want to head to Jelly Rolls one last time, my wife and I will be down there partying with the piano players.
I love it.
Let's get to some better DVC news, though, than that.
Okay, so the 2026 DVC Member Cruise and First Wave River Cruise has been scheduled. DVC has announced its first ever member-exclusive river cruise through the Adventures by Disney. The cruise is from June 4th to June 11th in 2026, and it's going to be in the south of France, including stops in Lyon, Avignon, and Arles. Actually, Avignon is a beautiful, beautiful port to stop in, beautiful city. Mm-hmm. Per DVC, Disney artist and voice of Mickey Mouse, Brett Iwan, will join members in the voyage's guided adventures of each idyllic port and spend quality time adventuring together with some of the best fans on Earth. Bookings are going to open February 18th at 9 a.m., so that's just in a few days. Members can use points or cash this time, but the prices have not yet been released. Hopefully, they'll have the prices out soon so that you know how many points it's going to take or how much cash. Also, the 2026 member cruise dates have also been dropped, with the cruise being scheduled for August 31st to September 7th. The cruise will depart on the Disney Dream from Southampton, England, and visit Denmark and Norway. Registration is scheduled to open Saturday, March 22nd of this year, 2025, via member services. At least one member must register for the cruise using points. So for the river cruise, you can use cash or points. For the member cruise, one person has to use points on it. But it's interesting to note that the 2026 member cruises, the river cruise and the member cruise on the Disney Dream are going to be out of Europe. What do you think, Pete?
Yeah, I mean, these both sound like really fun things, right? And that the reason one you can do with points and one you don't have to is because there's really two different things here. The actual member cruise, that always requires at least one member to use points.
Correct.
Whereas the other one is called First Wave. And they do a lot of those now with when they have new offerings where they'll have a cruise that's for DVC members only, but it isn't an official DVC member cruise. The DVC member cruise usually has a ton of DVC related activities.
Right.
Versus the First Wave cruises are usually, though in this case with Brett Yuan being there, there is something special for it. But usually the first wave cruises are just the regular cruise, but for DVC members.
Correct.
I mean, these are both really cool. I can't imagine how much a river cruise through Adventures by Disney is going to cost. I couldn't even fathom it. The member cruises are usually pretty much the normal price. And it's a 7-day cruise, so you can have a good idea what that's going to cost. But yeah, it is interesting that they're both out of Europe. And that definitely adds some cost to them, because now you got to fly to England.
Right.
Just to do it. And that adds, for especially people on the East Coast, it adds a lot of money versus, you know, for me to fly to Florida from Buffalo versus flying to England, it's not just, you know, twice as far, but it's 2 to 3 times more expensive.
The cost. Yeah. But for our members who are out there in the UK and in Europe, and we have quite a few of those, it gives them the opportunity to also experience a Disney cruise, a member cruise.
Yeah. And those cruises do book up fast. So
if it's,
you know, Saturday, March 22nd, make sure to call to member services. Usually they like close member services down to other things. And it's basically you can only call for the cruise booking. And make sure, if you're going to call, make sure you have a couple options for room categories, because if you don't get through right away, there may be a room category that you want, but it might be sold out.
Correct.
Keep your options open if you're going to be doing that. The river cruise, I got to imagine, is going to go really fast too, because that's, even though it's probably going to be a lot more money, river cruises are much smaller boats than like the Disney Dream or something, you know, whereas the Disney Dream has whatever, 3,000 passengers or something. The river cruises typically have 300-400 passengers.
A few hundred.
That's all exciting. Good news for Disney members, right? And our next story is bad news for future members.
Yep.
We already knew that direct prices were going to go up on February 11th, but it turns out that direct prices, not just for the on-sale resorts, are going up, but a number of additional resorts are going to increase their prices as well. We'd already announced this before, but on February 11th, the new resorts at the Polynesian, Riviera, Fort Wilderness Cabins, and Aulani all increased their base price by $10 per point. So now they are $235 per point starting. And of course, with incentives, you can bring that down if you buy enough points. The villas at the Disneyland Hotel only increased by $6, but they are still $10 more, $245 per point. But the bigger news out of this, again, we knew this was coming, is several of the other resorts also raised their prices. Copper Creek has gone up $5 to $255 per point. Animal Kingdom Villas went up $5 to $215 per point. Old Key West and Saratoga Springs both went up $10. So they match now Animal Kingdom at $215. I think that's kind of interesting, because they were always a little lower than Animal Kingdom, and now they're all the same. And some really big jumps here. Grand Californian went up $20 to $330 a point. And quite honestly, getting points there is extremely difficult, even if you want it. And I'm sure they did this to continue to encourage people to go to the Disneyland Hotel instead of the Grand Californian. And then the Grand Floridian went up $35 to $265 a point. I guess the Grand Floridian was still selling for the same price as the non-sold out resorts, even though it technically sold out, like, I don't know, was it 6 months ago or maybe a little longer ago? So I think now we can say it's officially sold out by the fact that they raised that to $265 a point. There are still discounts available for anyone who wants to buy direct. For existing members, that they start around 100 points, you can get a discount. And I'm not going to go into them. You can go to the DVC website, or you can call member services and they'll give you detailed listings about how many points you need to buy and what the discount would be. New members discounts start at 150 points. And then also, I just saw this today, Disney Chase Visa is offering a $1,000 incentive for any purchases of 150 points or more if you charge it to your Chase Visa. I assume at least the deposit. I'm not sure how much you have to charge,
right?
Because not everybody could charge their whole amount to their credit card. So there's an additional incentive there for using the Disney Visa. We get an additional $1,000 off a point purchase. To me, all of these is, you know, it just makes you want to look at resale contracts more when you
definitely
see, Grand Floridian going up $35 per point. I don't think the resale is going to go up $35. Good for people wanting to look at the resale market.
Right. It definitely is. And I mean, right now you can go on the resale market and find some of these resorts up to 50% less than what you would pay direct. And once these prices go in, I'm sure that we're going to have more and more people coming to the resale market. We have tons of inventory. This is the busiest time of year when we've got over 700 contracts out there, listings out there. I look at these prices, and especially with Old Key West and Saratoga Springs, up to $215 a point. As you said, they used to be the lower ones, and they're not any longer. They're on par with Animal Kingdom.
As you said, you can get almost half off that.
In Red Hat deals, we're running through the end of the month, and that's 10% off the market price, the recommended market price. And so no negotiation, but I'm seeing some of the Saratoga Springs at $90 a point.
Yeah, wow.
And when you look at 215, that's a big difference.
I always say, is really that being able to get into that member lounge and worth an extra $100+ a point?
I don't really think so. Or getting the 15% discounts or 15 to 20% discounts off of merchandise and some dining venues. I mean, think of how much you would have to spend in order to recoup the money that you'd save by buying resale.
Or you could spend the same amount of money and buy twice the number of points.
That's right.
And stay in a two bedroom instead of a studio.
That's right. Maybe even afford one of the bungalows.
Well, let's not go that far.
At least for a night.
For one night. But, if you are, just so people know, if you are considering direct, it's important to know these things. The prices, direct prices always go up. You can still, obviously, none of the 2042 resorts changed prices.
Right.
But this point, I don't know. I mean, I guess people still do, but I don't know why you would buy a 2042 contract direct.
Right.
Because, you're only going to have 18 years left, and then you only got that little bit of time for benefits. It makes so much more sense to look at resale.
Thank you. I appreciate you.
Well, I believe it too. It's not just our sponsor. I really do believe it. We got a little more information about DVC condo meetings.
Yeah, the DVC announces the first quarter 2025 condo association meetings. As we've said before, there are recent changes in the Florida timeshare laws, which requires DVC resorts to hold condo association meetings on a quarterly basis. And Disney has announced that the condo association meetings will take place on March 5th. Each meeting will be 45 minutes long, with the first one starting at 9 a.m. at the Boardwalk Inn Convention Center. And members have to register in advance with the link available in our show notes. A list of the times is available on dvcnews.com at the link in our show notes as well.
So have you been to any of these, Sue?
Yeah, I have a couple of years ago. Some interesting information that you can hear during the question and answer period, but I have not gone in, I'd say, at least 7 years.
From my perspective, I've said this before, if I was there, if I was already going to be down there, mm-hmm. and they were going to have one of these, I would probably try to attend. You can only sign up if it's at your resort. So I could only sign up for my particular
correct
units. I would still be curious to see this. So I would probably sign up for at least one of the resorts that I own, either Boardwalk or Animal Kingdom. Otherwise, we usually get a little bit of minor news out of it. They might talk about a refurb or something like that, but it's rare that you get any real concrete information out of them. So if you're going to be down there on March 5th, it might be worth, if you're interested in some of the mechanism behind how DVC works, it might be worth registering. So yeah, check out the link in our show notes. We have a link where you can sign up for the meeting. Our last bit of news is out on the other coast, and it's about new offerings at Disneyland's Season of the Force. Every spring, the Disneyland Resort holds the Season of the Force event, which is a Star Wars themed event, with this year's dates being March 28th through May 11th. This year, a couple of new things. A new projection show will be added in the area of the Millennium Falcon, so it's going to be up on the rock work around that area, and it's called Shadows of Memory, the Skywalker Saga. In addition, this is kind of a big deal. Luke Skywalker will be meeting during this time. They made it look like it's going to be Luke and R2-D2 and maybe the, like the later day Luke, as in he had, cause they show him in a very dark robe and everything. So something like we would see in Return of the Jedi or when he showed up in The Mandalorian and that. So it looks like maybe we're going to be getting a new character meet there, at least temporarily. I love that all the character meets they do out California for Star Wars Land. Yeah. I really wish they would do some of these sometimes in Florida.
Me too.
You know, instead of just having Rey and Chewie and Kylo and that's about it. Anyways, showtimes for the projection show and the meet and greet have yet to be announced. They've also said that there's going to be a number of specialty food items, which you can go to the Disney Parks blog to see what those are. But that includes a droid popcorn bucket and a Darth Vader drink mug. And I did notice it said limit 10 per person. So, you know, if you want to buy a bunch of popcorn buckets for your friends and family to bring home, now's the opportunity.
I'll tell you, that's got to be neat, a droid popcorn bucket.
Yeah, it's kind of cute. It looks like one of the ones that you build at the droid depot, uh-huh. Kind of.
Yeah.
And so it's not like specifically like R2-D2 or anything, but that one was actually kind of cute. I was looking at that, and I'm not a big popcorn bucket collector. I have a couple. If I was out there, I might consider it, but I won't be calling one of my friends to ship me one, I don't think. So with that, that's all of our news stories. Sue, you got any visits to the park plans coming up?
Not right now. Right now, I'm booking a cruise on the Destiny for a back-to-back cruise with friends from California. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be the end of January and the first week of February. So back-to-back, 9 days, 5-on-1 cruise, 4 on the next. So that's the...
Are they like different destinations?
It's both of them are to the, well, Bahamas. So one is going to Cozumel. That's the 5 day is going to Cozumel and to Castaway Key. Mm-hmm. And the other one will be going to Lighthouse Key. So Castaway and Lighthouse. Oh,
nice.
So that'll be nice. It'll be my first time seeing the Lighthouse Key and I can't wait. Just something to look forward to and excited about it. Still would like to get on the Disney Treasure and mm-hmm. keep my eye out on that. But right now it's the Destiny. I figured it's the newest ship that's coming out.
So when you do back-to-backs like that, do they let you like keep the same room? I mean, obviously you got to do the same booking category or right. Do they like they kick you out because they got to clean anyways or how does that work?
It depends. I mean, we could not get the same room. You okay. wouldn't believe how many rooms. I mean, the whole seventh floor and eighth floor of the ship for both of those cruises, they're completely booked. So we're on the eighth floor and we could not get the same room. So we will have to pack up and they'll move our stuff for us to the next room. You do have to get off the ship, but then you get right back on before any of the passengers come on for that cruise.
Okay. All right. And my wife and I are going to go down April 5th through the 7th. So only 2 nights. We have a duo studio in the new Poly Tower, which I'm very excited to see. Stop by several times during construction. I do love the Poly. I don't think I would ever buy there because of the point price. Staying there is definitely something I enjoy doing. So we're going to come down for the 2 days. We don't have any park tickets purchased or anything like that, but I guess it's 3 days, technically 2 nights. There's plenty to do down there for a couple days. And we got really good airfares. We're flying round trip for around $200.
So. Wow.
Yeah, pretty happy with that. And it's direct flights too. So it's not like spend a lot of time in the airport.
That's awesome.
But yeah, so with that, we'd like to thank our three sponsors, the DVC Resale Market, DVC Rental Store, and Monera Financial for all their continued support of this show and the entire MyDVC Points platform. And with that, Sue, I think we're going to say so long, everybody.
So long. See you real soon.
Ladies and gentlemen, please watch your head and step as you exit, and take small children by the hand.
Aw, cheer up, Dad. You know I'll come back. With DVC. My DVC Points is an unofficial Disney-inspired podcast created by fans of Disney Vacation Club. The thoughts expressed in this podcast are personal opinions and personal experiences. My DVC Points is not affiliated with Disney Vacation Club, the Walt Disney Companies, or any subsidiaries. We encourage listeners to contact their DVC guide or member services for official DVC policies.